The difference between hope and hurrying. There is a version of hope that heals, and there is a version that hurries. They can sound identical, but they produce very different things in a man's soul when hope becomes a weapon. In Christian circles, hope is often framed as the antidote to suffering, and in its truest form, it is. But when hope is used to rush a man through his pain, when it becomes, you should be further along, or just trust God and move on, it stops being hope and starts being pressure. Men are especially susceptible to this pressure because we are trained to fix and advance. If the problem is pain, the solution is to stop hurting. If the obstacle is trauma, the strategy is to push through it. And when the church adds spiritual language to that pressure, telling you that lingering in grief is a faith deficiency, the result is a man who feels abandoned by both his community and his God. That is not hope. That is hurrying dressed in spiritual clothes. What hurrying costs a man. When you hurry past your pain, the pain does not disappear. It goes underground. It shows up as anger that surprises everyone, including you. It shows up as emotional flatness in your marriage. It shows up as a body that never fully relaxes, because relaxing means lowering the guard that keeps the unprocessed grief from surfacing. Hurrying says the goal is to get past this. But what if the goal is to get through it? Those are not the same thing. Getting past means avoiding. Getting through means walking the full length of the road, including the parts that feel endless, with people who are willing to walk it with you. What real hope sounds like. Real hope does not deny the darkness. It sits inside it and refuses to believe the darkness is the whole story. Real hope says, this is terrible, and it will not always be this terrible. It does not say when. It does not promise a timeline. It simply holds open the possibility that the man you are becoming on the other side of this pain is a man worth the wait. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. Psalm 40:1-2. David waited patiently, not eagerly, not easily, patiently. And the lifting did not happen on his timeline. It happened on God's. There was a pit, there was mud, there was mire, and the solid ground came after the waiting, not instead of it. This psalm is permission to be in the pit and still call it faith. The people who can hold both. The people who will help you most in your healing are not the ones who rush you toward the finish line. They are the ones who sit with you in mile 3, when the road feels impossible, and say, I am not going anywhere. They are the friends, the counselors, the story coaches, who can hold both the pain and the possibility without collapsing either one. If the people around you are hurrying you, it might be because your pain makes them uncomfortable. That is understandable. It is also not your problem. Your job is not to heal faster so that other people can relax. Your job is to heal honestly at the pace your story requires. You are not behind. If you are in the thick of it right now, if the grief is still heavy and the progress feels invisible and the people around you are starting to shift uncomfortably, hear this. You are not behind. You are in it. And being in it, staying with it, refusing to pretend your way to the other side is one of the bravest things a man can do. Hope is not the absence of pain. It is the presence of God in the middle of it, and he is not in a hurry. For further reflection, who in your life is hurrying you to heal? What does their urgency stir in you? What would it look like to let your healing take the time it actually needs without apology? Can you think of a moment when real hope, the kind that does not rush, showed up for you? What made it different?